be a new crisis from the war in Ukraine. I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News reports in Poland that Russian missiles have crossed into the NATO member near the Ukrainian border after Russia launched another round of attacks on Ukraine. The Pentagon says it can't confirm that at this point.
You know, as I mentioned, we're looking into these reports, don't have any information to corroborate them at this time. So I don't want to speculate or get into hypotheticals.
The Pentagon spokesman, Brigadier General Pat Ryder, a short time ago.
When it comes to our security commitments and Article 5, we've been crystal clear that we will defend every inch of NATO territory.
Firefighters in Poland say two people were killed in an explosion in an eastern village where Polish radio ZET reported that two stray missiles had hit. Russia denies its missiles landing in Poland. The reports in Poland blamed for a sudden drop on Wall Street, though the Dow has since rebounded and is now back up more than 100 points. A judge in Georgia blocks the state's abortion law, ruling it was unconstitutional when it passed.
Georgia's abortion law bans the procedure after fetal cardiac activity is detected, typically around 6 weeks. Advocacy groups and doctors sued, arguing the law signed by Governor Brian Kemp in 2019 violated privacy and liberty rights contained in the state constitution, but also that it violated the U.S. Constitution. After the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe, a federal appeals court said the state law could be enacted. But now, Fulton County State Judge Robert McBurney has ruled that Roe was still in place in 2019, and so this law did violate the U.S. Constitution.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, the state attorney general, can appeal. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy clearing the first major hurdle to becoming House Speaker if Republicans take control of the House. McCarthy clearing the secret ballot in a House GOP caucus meeting today. He would need a simple majority in the full House when the new Congress convenes in January. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Arraignment day again for the man charged in the attack on the House Speaker's husband in their California home.
42-year-old David DePape pled not guilty to federal charges of assault and attempted kidnapping, stemming from his alleged plan to take Speaker Nancy Pelosi hostage and break her kneecaps if he felt she wasn't being honest with him. Today's arraignment in federal court comes 2 weeks after DePape pleaded not guilty in San Francisco Superior Court to half a dozen felony counts, including attempted murder and assault with a deadly weapon. 82-year-old Paul Pelosi continues to recover from a fractured skull and other injuries sustained after being hit in the head with a hammer.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in San Francisco. The next hearing set for later this month back in federal court. Walmart is proposing a more than $3 billion legal settlement over the opioid crisis, specifically prescription opioids sold at Walmart pharmacies. This follows similar proposals made by the two largest U.S. pharmacy chains, CVS and Walgreens. Walmart is not admitting any liability, but says the settlement framework is in the best interest of all parties. A crash landing for a plane carrying dozens of dogs in Wisconsin.
A twin-engine airplane inbound from southern states carrying three adults and 56 dogs landed on a golf course in Pewaukee, about a mile away from the Waukesha County Airport around 9 a.m. local time.
Multiple deputies respond and begin to assist the three injured adults that were on board, as well as the 56 dogs. We've notified the FAA, which is currently responding.
Waukesha County Sheriff's Lieutenant Nicholas Wenzel, no deaths reported. The Humane Society also on scene. No word yet on a cause, though heavy snow is falling across the region.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Both wings of that aircraft snapped off during landing. Elisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.